стал ядми.
Well, that's your cue.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Don't Judge Me podcast. You're today with Sir Nigel, House of the Wave Files from the Dark Gray Triad. Always looking left because I'm not right. Who's with me and who hasn't left my side is
me, everybody. Me, Jay Del Negro. Thank you, jury, for tuning in to the Don't Judge Me podcast, where it is absolutely your pleasure to make our acquaintance. To reach out to us, leave us a voicemail at 410-834-1562. Email us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com or message Sir Nigel on his House of Wave Files messaging system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me Podcast. Currently streaming on YouTube right now. So if you go out to the YouTube world and search for Don't Judge Me and you look for the icon with the orange and the letters M and E, that's us. You can join in on YouTube and chat with us live and direct. Your comments and anything you say and or will be shared to fellow jury members and you will be judged accordingly. Again, we're on YouTube and what we like to do is just proceed and get this show in order before we have to hang around too long and start rambling like I am currently doing. Sir Nigel, it's been fully 2 months, maybe even a full, not quite a full 3 months, maybe full 3 months since we last recorded. Took a summer extended break. It turned out that way.
Yeah, we was on vacation. You know, it was no more fat boy fall. It was hot boy summer. And, you know, we light skin. We was out here doing light skin shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we was trying to do. Maybe. Not really. But I like to lie and think okay. so. Okay. I was in the house the whole time. I didn't leave. Okay. It's been raining a lot. I don't like it.
Your hair got smaller and my hair got bigger.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My mom treated it as if it was like a birthday. Do you feel different? How do you feel? And I was like, it's hair, mom. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. She's like, I mean, I know you got to feel better, right? And I'm like, did I feel worse?
Did I feel bad for having such luxurious hair?
Did I feel bad for having the hair?
Like, I was a walking Pantene commercial, mom, and you're just going to tell me I felt bad. Okay.
But you know what I did like? I went to Costco, as I go every week. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies that works there, who I don't interact with, I interact with a lot of the ladies and gentlemen there just because I've been going to the same Costco for 20 years, right? So a lot of those people are still working there. I know several of them by name. I actually greet them. A lot of times I don't even have to show my card to get in there. They'd be like, hey, what's going on? Cool. I'll just walk in. Lady I've never seen before. Now, mind you, she's seen me. She was like, what happened to your hair? And I was like, who are you?
And why are you paying attention to my locks?
And she was like, I wish you hadn't cut it. And I was just like, she was older.
What she was saying is that was your chance. The hair was your chance.
You know, honestly, it was a split second in my mind where I was just like, what's up? I don't even know how to even interact because I've never seen, I wasn't sure. Now, mind you, she had like a broom and sweeper. Mm-hmm. I would hope she worked there.
She could have been hanging out.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm very observant around my surroundings, and I've never seen her in a day in my life.
She's seen you, player. She's more observant than you are.
Maybe.
Speaking of observation, we are being watched currently on YouTube by Thick Girl Thoughts, who says, hey. So, hey right back at you.
We know
we've been out the game for a minute. However, we're back. Almost like we never left, but we are aware that we haven't been here. See what I did there?
See, you know, If you like something, you gotta let it go, right? And then when it comes back, which it did, it's meant to be. And that means all y'all need to stay listening to the Don't Judge Me podcast all the time.
Because there's a lot of judgment to go around. But so don't judge us for doing what we're good at.
Yeah, because y'all tripping.
Yeah, I've been explaining that to people a lot lately. Like, I'm really good at judgment. And it's because, I understand the power of the judge where it doesn't matter. It's not worth anything except for that moment, right? No. Like my judgment isn't going to impact anyone else except the person privy to what I have to say. Like, I'm not denying anyone anything. I'm not giving them access to anything. I'm just saying, like, this is wild or this is ridiculous. And I'm right.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Everybody judges. Everyone should judge. Like, it's a healthy exercise. It's a part of the human existence, like judge away people.
Even to build on that, like, you know, you know, the every day is can be miserable, right? Like there's so much negativity out there, so much nonsense. Sometimes it is nice to either make up a scenario in your head. Like all of us have done it. All of us have been in a workplace where we talked about someone for a smooth day after they left. Maybe. Maybe even 2 days. Maybe three. Maybe a month. Maybe he's still to this day still referencing someone.
We're still talking about him.
Oh, you owe shit on yourself in the bathroom.
Remember Sheila?
Or that.
Sheila with the stink shoes. Like stink shoes, Sheila. And she used to always take her shoes off at work. And here we go. Sitting here smelling them feet.
Someone's talking about Sheila right now.
At her new job. Right.
So with that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, maybe Sheila, you know, got a new job at Agri Brand New, you know, created a whole new personality. Like, I don't have stank shoes. I wear flip flops. That's stank feet.
You put some Lotrimin in them jokers.
But it's one of those things. Like, you know, you just gotta have fun with it. Like I've seen stuff and I just like there's only one way you can react is the judge.
It's
like
the judge.
And have some fun with it. Cause you know, you don't know what's going on. Your interactions with people are so limited. In most cases, that's like, why not have some fun with this?
Just create a narrative in your head, have the fantasy that the story is whatever you say it is, and let that be that.
Look, my mind, you know, the lady at the Costco was trying to sweep me up and be her man. Like, that's what it was. It was like, hola, because she was Spanish. Mm. Hola, mi amigo.
She was down.
Your hair is gone, but my heart is not. And that's
I feel like it was the reverse. I feel like her heart was attached to your hair.
Maybe.
Like you were a dreamboat. Like when you walked in, she was just standing and started sweeping in slow motion and started hearing like endless love in her head, but like the Spanish version of it. And
let me say this then. Mamacita, just like our love, it will grow again.
Okay. Okay.
No. That wasn't smooth. I think that was smooth. In my mind, it was smooth. It was smooth like uncrunchy peanut butter. Like that's how good, like cream cheese. That's how smooth it was.
So I don't eat peanut butter or cream cheese. So yeah, I have no reference. It's a good thing. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me because like I'd have missed it. But it went over my head because that's not how I get
because her love represented my hair, right? So since I cut it, it could grow again. We can start over. We can bring this love to fruition and get to my long hair again.
Go back to Costco wearing a costume wig with the ponytail, but have like two curls. See, my fucking gimbal gave up again. It was going fine. And now it's just like, I quit. So if you're watching us on IG, I'm about to turn sideways because my gimbal just like, I can't do it, player.
Yeah, they sure do.
Am I sideways or is it just getting the side of my face?
Well, it got like your nose and down. So I'm getting all chest right now.
Okay. So I'm going to try something. I'm just going to go for it. We're just going to go with the, I got to switch this because, y'all, this bad boy hot. No, that shouldn't be the case.
No, it should not. It's probably overheating.
The thing blow up in a made in China ass device.
But I'll say you got that that gimbal, you know, like how GIF and JIF, you got the gimbal with a J.
Yeah, let's see what happened. It just gave up. This motherfucker said, I can't do it, Captain. I ain't got it.
It's hot.
All right, well, that's the end of Instagram Live. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate everything, and we'll figure it out next time.
Doesn't this corner look tight, y'all? Like this looks vicious, right? I'm about to start angling this joint. Oh my! All my meetings about to be this way.
Yeah, but these joints.
Yeah, if it's hot, it's something to do. It's overheating, so it's giving up. But and it shouldn't be overheating.
Yeah, it should not be overheating. It should just be like chilling. Yeah, I don't appreciate that at all.
Do you just get it? Can you return it?
I still got the box. I got it this week, you know.
Yeah, I would say exchange it, see if you get another one.
Yeah, this one is this made in China product. You know how they do.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. I'm trying to see which but I see the one that you I think that you got from Amazon came with a case.
I mean, yeah, they all come with cases. You know,
I see one that has like it's the same cost that you mentioned, and it has like 16,000 reviews, and it seems
to be all of them, every single one I saw was roughly like 4 stars. 1,000 reviews, whatever. And this joint just got hot. I don't know. Right here in the joint, it's like, it's warm to the touch.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
In my mind, I'm like, don't get me wrong, there's mechanical components in there, sure. But Yeah, that is.
But that motor shouldn't be that hot, though.
Yeah, it should not be hot to the touch. So,
yeah, I would say
grand opening, grand closing on the Temu devices, because I think that's what it is. And Thick Girl Thoughts on YouTube said, build a healthy hair love. So that's something where you guys can like do this together. You guys can buy different kinds of hair care products and use them. Start a YouTube channel and start an empire.
Look, I will put some avocado oil up in that hair if I need
you're going,
to.
You're going digging better than that. You're doing apricot oil.
I'm gonna find a fruit and make an oil out of it. There you go.
Grape oil, as you're gonna be making apple oil.
Yeah, I'm doing something extravagant, like watermelon oil. There we go. This is my love language.
No such thing as you be squeezing the rinds to get the oils out of it because it's so potent and strong.
It's like that bone marrow for watermelons and shit.
Yeah, exactly. This is at the depths. This is where the watermelon is birthed from.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Watermelon oil. Maybe we should get on that. Start selling some watermelon oil.
I think it would sell.
Yeah. You can tell anybody anything. It only takes one. See, all you need is to get
somebody to support you. A rocket. Or even just say it in passing by. Like, oh man, your hair looks luxurious. Oh yeah, I'm using watermelon oil. And then somebody be like, what?
And then later we do yellow watermelon oil. You see what I'm saying? Like we do regularly just doing the red, the basic, and it's like, no, we have the enhanced version with the yellow.
But then you can even do the white jump, you know, get the rinds, you know what I'm saying? Make it like, look, because the watermelon got to come from somewhere.
We're getting the oil from the rinds. We're squeezing the rinds to pulverize and to actually get the oils, like not milk. You know, they pulverize almonds to get milk. Don't ask. But that's what they do. Watermelon oil. If there are any manufacturers and distributors listening, we want to talk. We are ready to integrate watermelon oil into the American ecosystem and change not only our lives, but the lives of others who could benefit from the enriched hair treatment from hot watermelon oil.
I was going to say something. I was like, they can make oils from babies. They can.
It don't come from the babies, though.
I know. I just. I made the disclaimer. I'm about to say something ignorant. Because that'd be really weird if I thought that.
Sure.
How to get the oil from
babies? It's a trade secret. It's an industry secret that no one knows.
Like for the first 2 years, they just secrete baby oil and they got to manufacture it or something. Like
yeah. So from the NICU and the natal ward or whatever, like the nurses aren't actually taking care of the babies. They are extracting,
siphoning baby oil. Like a fucking, like, you know how you take gas from a gas.
Yeah, just with a funnel and a straw, just sticking it on the baby.
Just sucking out oil.
Sucking the oil out of the baby.
And that's why most nurses be, never mind. No?
Nah, that's a job nurses for the CNAs. No, that's a job for the CNAs. Like, if you got a degree, you got past the
you got past
extracting
the
baby oil.
Yeah, you suck for recreational use.
You get to use the baby oil, not make the baby oil. But the CNAs, have to extract the oil. Yep.
Yeah.
And they get paid by the court. So, you know,
definitely.
Like, there's a limit to how much oil you can take from an individual newborn, but sometimes they be stealing a little bit off the top or whatever. Or they turn the heat up. They turn the heat up in the NICU or whatever so that the babies secrete more oil and so they can get a little bit more off of them.
Question then, hypothetical, right. Of course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What race would have the most oil? Let's rank them. A black one.
Hold on. Okay. So we're going to rank them.
Yeah, let's rank them. So, who do you think is going to have the most oil?
Do you recall your belt system?
It's probably my phone. I had to look.
So we can just do it like this. The straw belt. The yarn belt is the lowest belt. Mm-hmm. Then the karate belt is the karate belt over like the threaded belt.
Oh, you know, I think I deleted it. Karate belt was definitely higher than the string belt.
Okay, string belt.
Because you got to learn a karate belt.
So I'm just trying to say it's five phases, right? The top phase is the rancher buckle. Mm-hmm. And then under that is the WWE championship belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that, I guess, is just like the regular belt, or is that karate belt?
We can do Gucci. Gucci karate string.
Gucci karate string. All right. So coming in at string in who provides the fifth best oil from babies, I'm going to go with, Pacific Islanders and like Cambodians. They provide those babies simply because of like numbers. They don't have a lot. Like the oil quality is pretty high, but it's just not a lot of babies to get the oil from.
So it's like that little baby jar that costs $27 and it's like truffle.
Oh yeah, it's like truffle. It's like truffle.
Baby oil. Okay.
Yeah. Who do you got above that? Who do you got above that?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to have to go with Caucasians.
Caucasians. Okay.
So Caucasians. Now, mind you, they come from a depending on what version of it, right?
So Caucasians come in with the karate belt.
Yeah, karate belt. Because even though you have some that eat healthy, you know, you got cheeses, wines, you got maybe unseasoned food, whatever the case may be. But then you also have some that eat deep fried butter. So, I mean, I don't like, I feel it evens out. And right.
So that is the five below baby oil. You can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's in abundance, but it's not necessarily the best of quality. Right. Yeah. Coming in for me at Gucci belt, of course, is black people. Okay. Bad diets, fat babies, a lot of babies. And then like what sometimes happens with us is like when we mix with other races, they're still black, right? So there's a little bit of exquisite and exoticness to our baby oil. So coming in at Gucci belt is black people. Who do you have at wrestling belt? Hispanic?
Yeah.
Wrestling belt?
Because they got the good fat. They got avocados. They you know, they be having guacamole on stuff, beans, fruits, you know what I'm saying?
Good fats.
Like fruits. Yep. They got, you know, rice, beans, everything, every meal. So I mean, I feel like they got good carbs, good fats. They got hella selection of meats. They be having pig tongue tacos, pork tacos, steak tacos, chicken tacos, shrimp tacos, chicken taco. I think I already said that. They just got so many options. Bull testicles. I mean, they got shit. I mean,
This is the baby oil you would find in Wegmans and Macy's, not necessarily like Nordstrom's, but this is Macy's baby oil,
and they vary too because you get some skinny joints, and you get some, you know, big jumps.
Right.
So and I mean,
they have different like extra virgin
variety.
They have extra virgin baby oil and just regular baby oil because they just have so much oil to give us from their babies. So
and let's be honest, you know that mom popping out like six of them, right? So you know,
it's
saying,
a
like,
lot of oil to go around.
Yo, it's been refined. It is clean oil.
So here is my thought for the Cowboy Buckle number one supplier of baby oil based on race / ethnicity. And that is the Arab nations combined because A, they are the leaders in providing oil, period. B, they've got so much sun and so many densely populated people that they make like a new billion people every year. It's all kinds of babies. And even if the oil isn't any good, they're going to charge us premium dollar for it because that's what they do. Abu Dhabi, Dubai Emirates. They all walk tigers just to go to school. And then they train their tigers up out front to wait for them to come out of school because that's just how opulent and rich they are. Yeah, they've got robots. They've got robots that have robots. You know what I'm saying? Like they make their own weather patterns. They made their own land patterns. Like they do whatever they want.
Judy got a robot servant and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so the Middle Eastern people have the finest, purest, even if it's not baby oil that could ever be created by leeching off of babies out of the NICU. That is my answer. Don't judge me for it, but it just is what it is. We have decided that it is Arabs, Hispanics, Blacks, Whites, Pacific Islanders. Yep. If you are not in that structure, that simply means your babies ain't shit. That's just the fact.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. It's just what it is.
You know, actually, I had a conversation the other day, which I thought it kind of spawns on this since we're talking about race. I feel like I'm racist. I brought, I think, both topics. So anyway, but... So we were talking about something And I think I made a joke about calling someone a black ninja, right? And I was like, you know, it's funny because everyone has like a color, right? You have black people are black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Indians are brown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Asians are yellow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
White is white. What's Hispanic?
They're also brown.
See, my friend and I came up with a different color.
Roja.
No, not Roja. Red.
Oh, okay. Okay. What you got?
Green. Because they're aliens.
That's the joke for the end of the show. That's what that was. That was the insensitive joke at the end of the show.
But also because, you know, usually most illegals anyway deal with gringos, right? So I feel like it makes sense.
But gringo is the white dude.
Yeah, whatever. It is, in a green uniform.
Okay.
So green, okay. Go. Like, leave. Like, you got to...
Green, gotta, go, leave.
Yeah. They're coming. We got to leave.
That's the Don't Judge Me podcast, everybody. They're coming. We got to leave.
I'm just saying. I think... I feel like I can't wait for someone of Hispanic descent to say some shit like, oh, you black ass. I'd be like, you green motherfucker.
That's just gonna cause them to pause because they're just like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but then now I've already said something offended, and then I could just bounce.
You gotta work a little bit more for that, brother. Maybe green's a hard sell. What if instead of green or red, orange?
Okay.
Aren't you glad you're here in America now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't
I mean, just, I can work.
You can go with orange.
They could it depends on how angry they make you. They can intertwine. Going back and forth between either one.
Which one makes you the most angry? And you're referring to them as such. Which color?
I like the green because of the alien comment. But I mean, aren't you glad to be here? It was magnificent. Wow. Like, that was some Nigel level comedy right there. And I love the fact that you just went corny on me. Like, that was awesome.
I try. Had time to practice. Had time to practice.
This man was in a corny boot camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Throwing out, why did the chicken cross the road jokes? Just punching. It was a montage. Just
write them down. Let me tell you, I actually have like a list of Corey jokes in my phone right now, yo. Like, I keep that thing on me. You know what I'm saying? Love. Okay. Love. Okay.
Why,
no.
Why do you pull out a list from your list of corny jokes? What situation would you, or what reason would you have to pull out your list of corny jokes?
Icebreakers, just being silly in meetings.
These are work-related responses. This is what this is.
Oh no, these are, I would use these on a first date. Like, these are awesome.
Oh, so, I got a question for you. This is I think this is a great first date question. Okay. Yeah. So wherever you are, talking to whoever you're with, mm-hmm. and you say, it's reasonable to believe that Morgan Freeman is the voice of God. There have been plenty of movies where Morgan Freeman is not necessarily God, but he's in a leadership and authority position. And you can trust that Morgan Freeman, if he has something to say, you're going to listen.
Yeah.
He was God in, was he God in Bruce Almighty or the second one?
That was Bruce.
Okay. And since then, Morgan Freeman to me has been a voice of God. So the real question you ask on the first date is, if Morgan Freeman is the voice of God, what actor do you think is the face of Jesus?
I don't know.
So,
yeah, I feel like my instinctively first thought was Shamar Moore, and I don't know why that was the first image that popped in my mind. So, I mean, we're not talking when he had the fake dreads. Like,
why wouldn't it be him with the fake dreads though? That's a perfect.
It might be. I mean, you know, like, Jesus could do whatever he wants. If that's what he wants to rock, he could do it. But that was the first image that popped in my mind. And I was like, no, you can't say that. You got to think of something else. And I couldn't. He just kept popping back up. So
Shamar Moore is the face of Jesus for you. I'm going to show you who the face of Jesus is for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to share my screen. Are you ready to witness Jesus firsthand?
Yeah, let's see him. Excuse me.
Paul Winfield. He's okay. The first actor I've ever seen that played Martin Luther King. And this was way back in the early 80s. And to me, him speaking on the pulpit was Jesus talking to me, because he was Black Jesus himself, Martin Luther King. So the face of Jesus to me is younger Paul Winfield.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, I know I'm not big on history.
You thought this was an historical figure?
But I was like, this looks like a Wish version of Martin Luther King. And I was like, I don't know why. I was like, do I just not know what he looks like? Like, have I not really paid attention in all these years? And then when you said it, I was like, whew, I'm not racist. All Black people don't look alike. This is not who I thought it was. Okay, so that's reassuring for me, because I really was like, why do you look so bad? I mean, because I thought it was Martin Luther King, to be honest. So that's why I was like, they don't look like him.
Yeah, but as a kid, there are two movies that stick out to me as a kid, and they stick out to me for the same reasons. Because every assembly we went to in elementary school, especially during Black History Month, every year, year after year after year after year, had either, dang it, I can't even remember the name of the one movie, but it starred Cicely Tyson, and she had on this prosthetic makeup. What was the name of that movie? She was a fictional character, but a lot of people believe she was real. I can't remember. But then the Martin Luther King story starring Paul Winfield. And those are just like ingrained in me as like moments in Black history. Like they will always live in my heart. I'm just so mad. I can't remember the name of the movie, because it's just like, this was every year. But I want to call her like Shirley Chisholm, but that's a real person. That's not it. The Diary of Jane Pittman. That's what it is. The Diary of Jane Pittman. Let me see if I can pull up a picture of what Jane Pittman looked like, because it is. Yeah, I found the picture. Here we go. Open image, new tab. Here we go. This was very disturbing to me. Very disturbing to me. This makeup, and she was shiny in a lot of the scenes, and it was just like, yo, that is the oldest person I've ever seen in my life. And she was supposed to be like 100 plus years old in the telling of the story. And man, that messed with your boy. That messed with your boy. And I believe Paul Winfield was actually Martin Luther King as a kid, because, you know, that's how real life go.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I know it's a different race, but I swear J-Lo was Selena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when I saw her later, I was like, oh, she didn't die? But I was like, you know what? I don't care enough to know. And so I just like, oh, okay, she changed. I just thought J-Lo was her stage name. I thought she was a child actor who became big. Like, you remember how Brandy changed her name up? She like became a rapper and was like, I'm B Money now, not Brandy.
That was a thing?
Yeah, she tried to come up with it. I forgot what her alternate name was. Hold on. But yeah, I just thought J-Lo was just Serena renamed. Let's see, what's Brandy? Brandy has been a rapper as the alias Brand New.
I'm glad it's not Beat Money, because that's like T-Dog in the early seasons of The Walking Dead. Like, they just made up a Black character and was like,
bruh, I was T-Dog. Like, yo, they might as well said T-minus, you dead. Like, I mean, it might as well be. I was like, yo, you ain't going to make it. You can't make it with a name named T-Dog.
T-Dog. But he made it through the first season, right?
Yeah, which was surprising, because honestly, the whole last episode, I was like, "What?" They even did a couple jump scares. Like, he had like trapped in a corner or something. I was like, "Oh, that's it! Oh, he got away!
He got away!
Oh, that's it! T-Dog, he got away!" And I was like, "They know they know.
You had to kill T-Dog, because it was like, what is he here for? He has no purpose."
Yeah, but Brand New since 2009, so it's no longer Brand New. It is old. But essentially you're looking at 14 years as the rapper, where it says worked with Timbaland on the track Meet in the Middle on his Shock Value 2 album. According to Vibe, Timbaland saw Brandy rhyming on YouTube and knew he needed to add her on her rhyming ability.
Some people, like, they don't know what they be talking about. They don't. Like, she did it. Like, when Rihanna rapped on Lemonade, like, it was cool. I get it, how I live it. Live it, whatever she said. It was cool, but it was like, we don't need rapper Rihanna. She's not like dropping bars. Like she just she did.
It her was whole, very bait, like very like look, old school.
She,
like
she did her Bobby Brown moment. She did a Bobby Brown moment. That's cool. Like Bobby Brown, he was rapping on a lot of his songs. Like Every Little Step, he was rapping on that. You know what I'm saying? Like he had his little verse, but he was still singer Bobby Brown. But we don't need Black Ta when Tyrese decided he wanted to drop a double EP, one singing and one rapping. And he was trying to be a rap. He had a full album, 12, 13 songs, if not more, of him rapping. I tried to listen to it recently because, you know, everything's out there. And I was just like, let me stop this because I don't need that. I don't need that. Everything ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Live your life. I'm sorry. Live your dreams, not your life. But like, just, you know, reasonably, like we don't need Brand New and we don't need Black Top. But if they want to spit a verse on one of their songs or they're singing or whatever, whatever, I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I was going to say something about Chris Brown, but now I was like, nah, because then I thought about
Drake. Oh, he can do what he wants.
Yeah, because it beat Rihanna. But I mean, like, as I was like, oh, that's probably why he could. But then I was like, Drake. But I was like, no, he gets made fun of a lot. So I guess that's his sacrifice. So, you know, everybody got to give up something.
Yeah,
Chris Brown can't take them without, you know, beating them and shit. And Drake can't not be emotional, light skin dude. So, I mean, it's all good.
It's just what it is. It's just what it is. But you know what we got? We got a voicemail from some time ago.
Wow.
We got a voicemail from May 27th. So.
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen once again. I am going to play the voicemail, and we are going to judge it accordingly.
Cool.
Don't Judge Me podcast. This is Jared, a.k.a. Jalapeno J, coming at you live and in full effect from the beautifully warm streets of Utah. It's green. It's lush. It's not dry. It's perfect. I just wanted to say what's up. I haven't called in a while. And I apologize for my last call that I made because I was doing it from my AirPods, and I should have remembered the time before sucked. So I apologize. But, J. Del Negro, thanks for joining the last show. I can't wait to hear your rendition of The Flavor of Kayla. But I had a weird epiphany, and maybe everybody's thought about this, and I'm just the last one, which happens sometimes. But Kanye West made that song with Jamie Foxx for the movie Ray, the Gold Digger song, right? I didn't realize at the time that basically he made a song about Kim Kardashian. It's a woman that's a gold digger that lives way over town that digs on him. That was literally about her, wasn't it? Or am I wrong? Or maybe it's foreshadowing. I don't know, but it was hilarious that song, and it just popped in my head, so maybe, you know, I'm just super slow. You know, Utah, we're like the last place to get anything, you know, like, you know, it's so far in the middle of nowhere that, you know, we get things late, so maybe I got it late. But anyway, I hope y'all have a great rest of the week. My Jay sends his love, and this is me. One half of the hashtag Blackout Podcast at hashtag Blackout Pod, blacking out. A peace.
Nice. Always good to hear from Jay.
Yeah, yeah. So just to piggyback on what Jalapeno Jay had to say, first and foremost, much love to hashtag Blackout. Mm-hmm. I now refer to them, and I just came up with this today, but I now refer to them as the Popeyes of podcasts because you have original Jay and then you have spicy Jalapeno Jay. So we've got the original and spicy chicken over there, the Popeyes of podcasting. Jared, we don't even recall the last voicemail because we don't know if it was awful. So what? You left one. Thanks for playing.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for playing. I never really thought about Gold Digger being about Kim K because Kim K got bread, right? Like, granted, she dates certain kinds of people or whatever, but like she ain't hurting for no coins. Like, I don't even think Kanye West pays child support. So, you know, he's got parental rights, but I don't think he like gives her money. I could be wrong, but she got bread. I would say the gold diggers are the ones who have nothing. That actually reminds me of something. But if you want to give your opinion on this one, then go for it.
I see what Jalapeno is talking about, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, here you are, you know, getting pregnant with a woman, and then, you know, she can leverage that. And, you know, like, even with them not dating anymore, like, you know, she's, you know, saying how Kanye's this and that, and that not contributing. Like, I mean, given I know it's not dealing with a gold digger, but she's also made money off of that relationship and the kids afterwards, right? So even though it might be a little different, you know, you kind of got to think, like, does art imitate life, or light imitate art a little bit? I mean, he did kind of give us a warning, like, don't be dealing with no bitches that you're just going to have kids with and they're going to try to use you. And here he is with a jump that's kind of using them. Not necessarily for money, but for other things. Because when he was hot, she didn't mind it. But as soon as he became unhot, it was like, you got to go.
Well, he also said in the song, and when he get on, he's going to leave you for a white girl. So, like, that is the foresight right there. He knew what he was doing. But
yeah, he did leave her for a white girl. And then she hooked up with Pete Davidson, which I think in the major part, he took the L.
Yeah, I can't, as much as, like, the Kardashians are, like, not everyone's favorite, I can't consider them gold diggers, because they figured out how to make their own gold, even if they, like, enterprised off of their situations.
It's probably another term that probably doesn't exist yet, but the come up? No.
They came up off the sex tape. Like, that changed their lives.
Well, yeah, and they used the mom, sex tape, and then their mom pretty much closed them out, and then they just essentially the drama queens.
Yeah, like,
but they create drama.
That's the American dream, right? Capitalism. That's just how it works. You want to put yourself in a position so that you don't have to worry and work. And if you're just living your life and making some decisions about some, like, you go into a room and all you do is talk. This is your job, just going into a room to talk. And you make millions on top of millions on top of millions. Like, that's the dream that most people want.
I'm like, for it.
They're not typing into Excel ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might.
Probably don't even know how to use it.
The technical device they use the most is their phone, right? And that's sending text. Oh, yeah. Using CapCut.
Shorthand.
CapCut to edit videos. And then they've got, like, a team of people around them. They're not even signing the checks that they write. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the dream. And it's no fault of their own. Like, I just can't get with, like, it. It's just not the fact that Kim is, like, a gold digger. She might have been, but that's at least not with Kanye. Kanye just is something else. He will take a woman from nowhere to somewhere. Easy. Like, he'll do that. That is no problem of his own. He will have a gold digger on his hip. And as long as he's happy with her for that moment, that's the wave he's going to ride with, period. I ain't mad at him for that. Like, you like what you like.
No, and if
they can
too.
They can put up with your nutty ass, then have at it.
But I think that's also too, like, they, like, oh yeah, he gonna bring in great, you know, whatchamacallit for the show. And then after a while, once it started getting canceled, it was like, yeah, nah, you gotta go, dog.
he was a
fucking
plot
point. The business up.
Yeah, he was a plot point. Like, just like anybody who is with them, like, you're here to contribute to the brand that is Kardashian. And the only reason you've been selected is because you can be you can be a great storyline for that brand. And if you sign up for that, I kind of think you're the gold digger more so than they're the gold digger.
In a way.
Like, dating a Kardashian does seem like the dude is in it for, like, the notoriety and not necessarily because, like, she's a great girl and we both like anime.
I feel like none of them are, I feel like you don't ever get to know any of them.
Sure.
Like, sure. I feel like, for the most part, you dating a Kardashian is literally you just being that kind of, like, that arm puppet, you know, like, you're just kind of going along. You may be able to get to hit it, but, like, you're not going to hear about, you know, no secret childhood trauma, or you don't get to know them on an intimate level. It's going to be like, don't you need to get dressed for our shoot today? Like,
that kind
of
stuff.
100 photos of me eating lunch, and then I need to go.
Yeah, it's definitely absent of, like, real life experiences. It is definitely a production. Like, the dating sphere with, like, the Kardashians is just a production day in and day out. You don't get to wake up and watch, like, Guy Fieri on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive for an hour and a half. Like, you got to go out, do something, be on for something.
And always top notch. I couldn't do it. I'm telling you right now. Like, I have sweatpants on right now that got paint on them, okay? Like, I was out today with these joints on. If I dated a Kardashian, I could not do that. Unless it was a designer brand of sweatpants with paint on it.
Yeah, if it was Prada and, you know, it was distressed.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine, but...
Since it's... Kirkland
Goods paint on it. Like, yeah, nah, that's not
gonna
cover.
I'm a bum.
What is that? What is that actual cotton? Like, what are we doing? Like, this isn't a blend of synthetics and nylons.
Egyptian that and Peruvian cotton. Like, oh, I didn't even know Peruvian cotton was a thing.
This is straight from the Appalachians of Kentucky. They pulled this right from Middle America.
Some old man wove it with silkworm stuff.
He had a scythe behind him, and he was just
his a blind man
brittle, gristled hands, and he was just making it happen.
Riding a goat in the Appalachians.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, a friend of mine showed me a meme, and it described the three characters that women could potentially be, especially online. The three characters were gold digger, pick me, and a city girl. It described the city girl as a girl who's having fun, going out with men, and receiving the gifts, enjoying herself.
Okay.
A pick me was a girl who agreed with men for the sake of having a man pick her. So whatever the viewpoint of a man was, she would say, yes, so I'm on board for that.
Pretty much being whipped almost, but yeah, go ahead.
But she doesn't have a man. She's just doing this to get a man.
Yeah.
And then a gold digger is a woman who does not enjoy the company she keeps, but she has a reason and a message for doing what she has to do. She is out to receive money and ends in being taken care of.
So is that the only three? There's no fourth option?
Just what's the fourth option?
Regular normal.
I mean, this wasn't like I'm paraphrasing the meme.
I was like, damn, man. I was like, there's no hope.
This wasn't about like the future or what's really out there.
Dang, I was like, I gotta.
But so here's my question: if this were a reverse world, and you in fact were a woman, which out of the three wouldn't you be? Out of a gold digger, pick me, or a city girl?
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me. I think the pick me is the least attractive because she's like the woman from Coming to America, Buck Like a Dog. Woof, woof, like that. That's the pick me.
Yeah, like honestly, they were kind of the same. But then I was like, all right, what's the benefits of a pick me? You can potentially get someone. You may not even like the person because you're not true to who you are, right? At least with a gold digger, if I got to be in that role where I'm not true to who I am, but I'm being with someone, at least I get the benefits of having money, like, right? Like, so like that's the only reason we kind of bumped it above pick me. Then I guess city boy would be number one.
I think that is the exact order depending on where you are in your life. If you're fed up, you're absolutely going to be a gold digger, but if you're just like everything's okay, you're going to pick city girl every time out because it's like I'm having fun and I'm still reaping benefits.
Like honestly, even with being a gold digger, like I think I would get bored. I could see why. Like, I guess, like, stay-at-home people cheat. Because I just feel like after a while, you just be bored out of your mind. Like, I wouldn't want to be a gold digger. Like, I just feel like I need something to fill my time with.
Oh, yeah. Like, again, going back to the Arab Emirates or Abu Dhabi, a lot of those wealthy men that pick beautiful women, they're being cheated on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because, like, these women are bored. Sure, they have the lifestyle and they get every item they want, but they're dealing with very busy people and they don't have the time. And just like the human experience of being in a relationship just isn't really theirs often. So these women cheat all the time with like the bellhop or the driver or whomever. Like those women are the women who are more likely to cheat because they have access to excess and they are often bored with their lives. So they want something that they actually enjoy. Cause again, they're with people they don't like. Like, I don't necessarily like you, but you offer me things that I can benefit from.
Yeah. So there's no investment. So it's easier to also step out. which doesn't help either.
Oh yeah, just cut it off, get it going, go do something else.
Yeah. Yeah, but pick me. I couldn't be there. Have I love ever, telling a girl she wrong. But I'll be honest. Like I'd be like, nah, you stupid. You wrong for that. Like I mean, not stupid, but I wouldn't say that because that's rude. But I'd be like, nah, I ain't gonna let that slide. Like, you ain't right.
I have recently begun to explore and hear things, and I am befuddled and beside myself with some of these things I hear from women. And all I can say out loud is, wow, it is amazing that some people have gotten as far in life as they have, because they are not smart people. It is just so many things going on. Like, you are reckless as hell. And wow. And you made it here. No. Unscathed.
I used to have this old friend, yo, and I swear she used to do the most reckless and honestly just petty stuff. I'm like, yo, you know that's fucking your credit up. Or like, you know, like it'd be like, yo, they ain't gonna you know, they ain't gonna come, you know, repair my AC today. I ain't paying rent. I'm like, but they coming though, right? Yeah, but I want them to come today. So you're not gonna pay rent? I was like, that don't mean you're gonna go to court? Well, I'll fight it later. And I'm like, yo, like, how are you a mom? Like, you're so crazy. Like, you don't think things through at all.
At all. It's a lot more people out here who don't think shit through than I would have imagined. And I've only caught on to this the last 3 months. And I'm just like, wow. This is really what it's like out here. The streets are not safe. They are not safe. Stay inside, lock your doors, get a hobby, because the streets are not safe.
Look, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm hoping I don't want to be a passport bro. That shit is expensive. I'm hoping to go eventually travel cross country, give me a country bumpkin jump, know how to make an apple pie, maybe mow the lawn or some shit, you know, drive a tractor. Yeah, I'd be okay. I'd be good.
you want your lady from the Appalachian, huh?
Maybe. I'm going to find me the guy who makes them exotic quilts, and I'm going to marry his daughter. I'm going to be like, hey, look,
I'd like some to take fresh your daughter's milk. Hand in marriage.
I got some
Here's a diary of a Galaxy 7. $135 and $68 in scratch offs. Can I have your daughter's hand?
And a thumb drive full of internet. And he'll be like, yeah, of course. Or
big booty porn, whatever he's into. Just find out what he likes.
Yeah, whatever.
In a case of something. It's gotta be a case of something. And then you can have his daughter's hand in marriage.
Give some sparkling water, fuck his whole brain up. What is this marvelous creation? It's spicy water.
He immediately gets an English accent just as soon as he drinks it.
Yeah, that's how crunk that shit is. Crunk.
Just turn his life upside down. Everything he thought before is no longer.
You got my girl. Like, wait.
Yeah, I'm a wife too. Just take it all. Just bring me more.
Take it everything.
Of that bubbly. Just bring me more of that bubbly.
How could that? Perrier is.
This grapefruit drink is exquisite.
Get him a little Croy and fuck his whole existence up.
Nah,
this is grapefruit.
Get him a Pellegrino joint with the aluminum on the seal, and you got to take that off.
Oh yeah, that's fancy.
Yeah, just taking some of that. Mm-hmm. Just
this is apricot lime. Yeah, sure,
apricots are real fruit. Absolutely, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything for the father of my beloved, my betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go for it.
That's how you gotta do it. Yeah. Gotta find some junk that ain't never seen Instagram. That's gonna be my wife. It's gonna be like, hey, what's your Instagram? She's like, I don't have that. I'd be like, marry me.
Well, I mean, I think you can find that easy and simply, but one who has never seen Instagram, I don't know, dog. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Straight up, it's gonna be the next words out of my mouth. Hey, you got Instagram? Nah, I don't even know what that is. Marry me.
You will never find that. She hasn't been born. You're going to be 80 and you're going to find a 40-year-old, and then that's the way.
And then I'll fall into the sugar daddy because I ain't got nothing else going on.
I mean, at some point, like, yeah, right? If you're but so old and you're single, like, you know, you're 75 and you ain't got nothing. Why not?
Like, yeah, like, I got this pension. I ain't got nothing else going on. What like a 20-something-year-old, she got basic needs at that point. You know, like maybe an Olive Garden here and there.
Why?
I mean, nowadays, they may want rent. But like our old days, like they'd be like basic. I just want a bottle of Ciroc. Okay. That's $30. I got you.
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
I want some Alizé. Gotcha.
Yeah, if I'm 75 and I ain't got nothing going on in that regard, I will be shaking Viagra in one hand and flashing credit cards in the other, because it's just like, might as well.
Yeah.
I lived a life. Now I want to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
I can respect.
Should I put?
I can respect any of these old pimps out here paying for young girls. Like, I get it. Unless they got a wife to go home to, then I don't get it.
Yeah,
but otherwise, I mean, I still get it, but I'm just going to say out loud, I don't get it. Because that's wrong.
It is wrong.
You shouldn't treat your wife that way, but.
Or husband.
Well, if he's got a husband, he's been paying for it the whole time. Like, it's
I meant like a female needs to treat her husband right as well.
I mean, it's the husband's money for the most part. So whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's burning him both ways. She's burning both ends of the candlestick. But shouldn't treat your significant other that way. You should love, cherish, and honor the institution and the legal contract that you signed by the being vows. Together, by being together.
Did you see that that one wedding where the guy was like, the pastor said to the woman, "Do you honor and obey your husband?" And she was like, "We didn't talk about that." And she like stopped the wedding.
Yeah, I seen it.
Bruh. And then she was like, "We can move on."
She did not answer the question. You're absolutely right.
No, she did not.
She did not answer the question.
Yo, bro.
And that is that kind of like, she's not a child. Like, I am not her overseer. I'm her husband. I'm a partner. I'm an equal. But honestly, like, that kind of defiance is a problem, because the scene isn't about her. It's about them. And she made it about her. And that's really what's disturbing for me. It's just like, oh, this is going to be a challenge from here forth. If it's never been a challenge before, because she's just this ain't about y'all at all. It's just about her. And you can't, because a person like that, like, it's all feeling. It's never like what it actually is. And you can't argue feeling with like reason and logic. No. And it's just like, they're selfish. That's just it. Plain and simple. Like, this is a selfish person. And bro signed up for something that he might've been ready for. Or he might not, but that is a nah. Like, we can go get this annulled real quick, because that's not okay.
No.
That's,
and the fact that the pastor was like, "Yeah, we talked about this." She's like, "No, we didn't." I'm like, "You about to argue with God's messenger?"
She's about herself, plain and simple. It is just about
her. I
saw
that shit. I was like, yo, I'd be like, nah, we good.
Everybody else is just on for the ride for her. Yep.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the inevitable. Yeah, we ain't together no more.
Absolutely not, because this chick is wild.
That shit was crazy. But I did want to play a song for you that came up on my timeline. I don't know how it's going to play through the phone, but I hope it does. I played it for my brother earlier. He had no comment. Oh, might help if I turn my volume. All right. Bear with me.
Barry.
Okay. Apparently I'm stupid. Okay. Oh,
Not loud enough. Put it next to the microphone or something.
I see. Let's see. Oh.
Well, Nigel's doing that. I just like to remind everyone that they can reach out to the Don't Judge Me podcast in a number of ways. You can send us an email at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. Hit the House of Wayfiles messaging system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me Podcast, or leave a voicemail at 410-834-1562. Tell us if you would be a gold digger, a pick me, or a city girl. Tell us what country you think makes the best baby oil from actual babies. Tell us what kind of woman or man you're looking for, and we will try to help you because Sir Nigel and I are expert matchmakers as well. That's what we did the entire time we were on a hiatus. We were putting people together so that they can find love, and it was just hard work, and we just had to break. It's like right now, Sir Nigel has to break to find this song, and this song better be stupendous because this is me ad-libbing, and I have no skills at ad-libbing.
Oh no, well, I'm gonna try it now. But if not, I can give you the song name and we could just listen to it. But okay, here it is.
Nah, it's not coming through. Not coming through, player. Okay. All right, so what's the name of the song?
It is Dixon Dallas.
Dixon Dallas.
Dixon Dallas, Good Looking.
Good Looking. All right, we will explore this song together as a family. Dixon Dallas, Good Looking.
I don't know where in this video he says it.
Climate 360 smart bed is the only smart bed in the world.
Same that as this commercial cools, goes through.
Oh, I think it's the first chorus. Okay.
There's something about the way you look in my eyes. Like a starry night, you light up my skies. You lean in closer and my heart starts to pound. I heard you sigh, you know I love that sound. He's bouncing off my booty cheeks, I love the way he rides. I can hardly breathe when he's pumping deep inside. I kiss him on his neck and then he kisses on my bussy. Call him daddy while I holler, man, that boy's so damn.
Okay, that's all I wanted you to hear. Was this man referred to his bussy?
I want more. Let's see what else he got. Like,
hey, I don't know what the next chorus is. That's
we made love and then he kissed me. I don't want it to end. Every day we spend together, I fall more into him.
So
that boy, he takes my breath away. I can't find the words to say. So I wrote this little note. Kiss it, seal it, so you know. I've got some time, if you've got some time too. You've been on my mind, baby. Let me remind you while I lay you down. I can't get enough.
This is
stuck in your love, that's fine with me. Nowhere else I wanna be. He's bouncing off my booty cheeks, I love the way he rides. I can hardly breathe when he's pumping deep inside. I kiss him on his neck and then he kisses on my bussy. Call him daddy while I holler, man, that boy's so damn good looking.
Yeah, bussy is just a who's ready for that?
No one. No one. I mean, even to... like when it came up my timeline, I was like, "Bussy,
Bussy,
Bussy." Hey, and he said, "Like I kissing him, and he kisses me on my bussy." Like that's fast.
So, like so, you know, kissing like lips, and then he has to move to the nether regions, and then get beneath the nether regions.
I would assume
to get to the bussy.
But like, I don't know what a bussy is. Maybe
that
maybe,
is the area maybe, between your balls and your butthole.
Maybe between your. Maybe it's between your mustache and your beard. Maybe
definitely not. It is, I don't it is between your balls and your hole. That is what your pussy is. The gooch. The the taint. That is the area where the bussy lies. Kisses me on my bussy.
Kisses me on my bussy, yo. And he, I mean, like, he, And the what I thought was funny about it, right? Because I was talking to my brother about it, and I was just like, oh, my mom and my brother. I was like, bruh, I just can't imagine him being in a studio straight face, like he's kissing me on my pussy. Like, I feel, even if it's accurate, it's still just, it's hilarious to say.
I'm going to read the lyric. It says the chorus or the bridge. I don't know how it works in songwriting, but whatever. He's bouncing off my booty cheeks. I love the way he rides. I can hardly breathe when he's pumping deep inside. So that means that the singer is, in fact, the socket in this relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a little spoon.
And as he's bouncing off of his booty cheeks, this appears to be doggy style.
Yeah.
They are having coitus via doggy style.
Yep.
I kiss him on his neck.
Which
then
is difficult.
Then he kisses on my pussy.
So yeah, lean back.
Doggy style. He has to turn around. Maybe the gentleman's tall. Maybe the gentleman's very tall. So he's already over top of him.
Maybe.
Hunched over, and he can easily get to a kiss his neck. But this is where the challenge comes in. He's deep inside, doggy style. And then he removes himself and slides down really quick because he's got a, it's like, and then he goes down and.
Mm-hmm. Bussy action.
You know what I'm saying? Like it is mm-hmm. that I think is very, it's a technical skill.
It is. I can see why he's in love with them. I'm telling you right now, if a girl, I can't even think of the same reaction.
Same thing.
Able to fuck me from behind.
No.
Not in that way, but like she somehow got my peen to go in her behind me, right? Like, I mean, I don't know.
You could just be behind.
Not that long.
We don't have to switch around.
I only got like 2 inches, right? Like so.
Like you just, but the tip was a title of an episode. But anyway, you are making sweet love to your lady from behind.
Yeah.
And you got her, and you kiss her on the neck. I mean, sorry, she kisses you on the neck.
Yeah.
This is lovemaking. This is sweet lovemaking. That's why it's a kiss on the neck. And then you take that as a signal to kiss her on the coochie. It's not a pussy at this point because that's what that space is for.
Coochie, yeah.
So you have to say within yourself, I need to move quickly. I need to remove myself, squat lower, kiss. What do I do after that?
I need to get some.
What do you do after coochie. That? You kiss the pussy, or the coochie, whatever. You kiss it. What are you going to do next?
Start dancing at that point. I'm happy.
Because he says, call him daddy while I holler. Man, that boy's so damn good looking. He can't tell what the guy, they must be doing it in front of a mirror. Because after he kisses the pussy, he probably props over to the side and smiles. And so they can make eye contact.
But I mean, but I also could say, like you're saying, like, because he's getting his pussy stimulated, right? And he's like, I just call him daddy and start yelling. Like, so he's getting his pussy ate out or whatever you do, right? Mm-hmm, and he's just like, damn you fine.
This is a scene that I know has been acted out. I just don't know if I was prepared to know that this is a scene that has been acted out.
Yeah.
Because when you break it down and you look at all the steps involved, it's quite challenging.
But I will say, very catchy song.
Very catchy song. I could sing
the chorus got you like, hey,
bussy.
What
did he say,
like,
bussy?
Like, look, I mean, I will for real listen to this song in the privacy of my home. It will not be playing in my car. But it was definitely like, oh, okay, but okay, okay,
yeah. What other songs does Dallas Dixon have?
I don't know.
Dixon Dallas, I'm sorry. Sleeping All Alone is another one. Let's try Sleeping All Alone. It's an ad right now. I'll just wait for the
A chopped and screwed version of Good Looking.
Okay, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles commercial. We'll just wait for that.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
I'm about to play his next hit. I'm going to share my screen again. And Dixon Dallas, and this is Sleeping All Alone. And we are ready.
I don't know how I found him, but I'm glad I did. There was just something about him that pulled me in. Like the way that he laughed at all of my stupid jokes, and how his favorite thing to do was watch all his stupid shows, yeah. I guess you never know just what you've got till it goes. I'll pour another cup, I'm feeling pretty low. He showed up at a time when I was down and out. I didn't know what I'd do, and then he pulled me through. But my boyfriend said that he don't love me anymore. Damn, I messed this up again, and now he's headed for the door. I think he's past the point of turning back. I know it's all my fault. I'll just say I told me so, for now I'm sleeping all alone. I don't know how you...
That was tame. That was tame.
It was, but...
That was... It was a what did nice he do? Song, nice melody. You know, this isn't anything jarring. He's a pretty decent songwriter. I feel like he is the equivalent of Neo for gay country songwriters.
Maybe. That's what I'm gonna love it. That's what but I also feel like there's no accountability in this song.
This is like whiskey out there, everybody.
Well, I think I've actually heard of this song.
Summertime in a blue sky, your hand in my hand. Cold beer with some moonshine and our toes in the sand. That look in your blue eyes, it makes me lose my mind. I pull you closer, I'm so glad you're finally mine. He put his hands up on my body, made the room a little hotter. I'm sipping him like whiskey, got me wetter than the water. I'm swimming in, wanna swim in him too. Make a little love, show you what my booty do. Boy, turn around, let me hit it from the back. Yeah, I know how you love it when I do it like that. Even though I hate to see him go, I love to watch him leave. Levi's on tight, what a sight, I love them booty cheeks. And now he's grinding on my lap like it's the last night that we have. I said, baby, make it clap, I wanna make this loving last. I can't take it, that boy drives me so damn crazy. He got me catching feelings, I think it's too late to save me. I said, I can't take it, that boy drives me so damn crazy. He's got me catching feelings, I think it's too late to save me. Put his hands up on my body, made the room a little hotter. I'm sipping him like whiskey, got me wetter than the water. I'm swimming in, wanna swim in him too. Make a little love, show you what my booty do. Boy, turn around, let me hit it from the back. Yeah, I know how you love it when I do it like that.
Well,
so the part that I'm not like disturbed or baffled, but it's just like, I would dance to this music easy.
Yo, my man Dixon Dallas. I'm dancing to this music. With some like legit bangers, yo. Like, honestly, like, it's like one of those things like when you watch a movie and then someone takes you out of the movie. Like, I am good with the music. It's actually quality music. And then every once in a while, he just says like a word that's like, wait, what am I listening to? Like,
when he said it made him wetter than the water, it was
that was like, wait, what am I listening to?
How do you do that?
And so I'm like, then he's like, yeah, you can swim in me. I'm swimming in you. Let me show you what this booty do. I was like, wait a minute.
Like, I was dancing. Right, that down. This is a Wendy's. Like, what is going on over here?
But it's like
not in front of my salad. It's, wow. It's good.
But it's good music. It actually has like catchy hooks. Like, it's very well written. Like, honestly, it's good shit.
It's good shit. It's just like the subject matter will just make you go, whoa.
Yeah, no, like, whoa. You can't play this. You can't have your boys over and be like, hey, I'm going to put some music on. Or you'll never get handed the aux cord again.
But the thing is, like, you'll play this for them, right? And then they will admit, like, but it was kind of a bop, though.
No.
But we all can't listen to it together. It's just like, it can't be like five of us in a room just like bopping in the chair to it, like, nod our head.
No.
Like, it's Wu-Tang in 96 or something. Like, we just can't.
No.
We can't do that together. Like,
but it's good. The cadence, the music itself is good. It's simple. It's not too over. You know, like, the music is well written. The lyrics are good. It's just the content. The bussy part. Like, I couldn't listen to it with it's like certain things you don't do. Like watching The Notebook with your boy, right? Like, there's a certain stuff you just. As a man, I feel, not to take away from other people who don't do it, but I personally could not listen to this music with someone else. It would have to be just in my own. Like, if I'm at the gym, I couldn't even do this. I'd have to be like just cleaning up and it comes on and I'd be like, all right, it's going to play. It's okay. But I wouldn't, you wouldn't see me driving on Pennsylvania Avenue with the windows down, cranking by my bussing.
Yeah, I would never go looking for it. I'm not like upset that I heard, that I heard it, but I would never just go looking for his music. I feel like it's a parody. It could actually be like the actual intent of the artist behind it, but it just feels so not real.
No, you know, honestly, I was even gonna say that. I was like, honestly, like if you listen to the first like opening of all the songs, it sounds like he could be talking about anybody, right? Like,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden he just it like it's very generic, like very specific, not to mention gender. And then he gets you with the chorus, right? And it's like, wait a second, like what is this? And it's like, it just seems like it's maybe two different people wrote it or something, like, right? Like, it's like he wrote the first part, or maybe he wrote the second part, but somebody else wrote the other part. And then they just mixed it together because the tones are different. Like, you know, I'm gonna show you what this booty do. And then the first like opening was like, I'm in love with the way you are. I appreciate you, your presence. And it's like, I'm gonna make a clap. I'm wetter than wet. You know, we could swim together, my bussy. And it's like, okay, these are two different people. I feel like this is different music.
What is his name?
Dixon Dallas.
Dixon Dallas. wouldn't say I'm a fan, but there's something there. There is something there.
Oh, yeah.
And I also think, you know, songs about Bussy is a great way to end this week's episode.
Yep.
I don't know if we can top that. So let's just stop and chill.
That was good. I wanted to make sure I brought it. Oh, and also I have a request to mention Fresh Meat. It's from a Diablo. If you play it, you will understand who that is in reference to.
Dixon Darrell's Fresh Meat. That's the next song that he's going to release, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
To that, I have to say thank you, jury members. The actions you've just seen have been arraigned correctly, and our judgment is final. If you want to provide different input or share an agreement with us, please reach out to us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. by voicemail at 410-834-1562. There, tell us about what you think about Dallas Dixon. Tell us what you think about Gold Diggers, Pick Me's, and City Girls. Tell us what you think about our concierge dating service that doesn't exist, but I pulled it out of thin air as I was trying to fill time while Nigel was looking for this song. Mm-hmm. Just tell us whatever you want. You can also tell us over email at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. or hit Sir Nigel on his House of Wave messaging system at Don't Judge Podcast. Remember, enjoy life. Do whatever you want with that life, just as long as you don't judge me for judging you.
Yep. I remind you guys to follow us on Instagram as well as X at
Don't Judge. No, that's still Twitter. I don't care what anybody. That's Twitter. That's Twitter.
You know, I'm not going to lie. It was updating and I was like, what the fuck is X? Did I download porn by accident? Like, I did not know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, follow us on there. Slide in our DMs. We are trying to do IG Live. So, you know, tune in next week. You get to see our pretty faces and, you know, maybe even maybe wear some funny hats or something. Who knows? Yeah. And outside of that, stay safe out there in the universe. And, you know, gentlemen, keep your bussy fresh.
Keep your bussy fresh because you never know who's out there watching.
No. Don't want swamp bussy.
Definitely don't want this one, pussy.